We're going to welcome Jacqueline and Brad. We'll be very informal. Jacqueline is at Harris Health System. Before that, she was Division Vice President of Clinical Education for the North Texas Division of HCA. She joined Harris Health System as a member of the Senior Executive Leadership Team in 2021. Many of you know Brad. He is the Assistant General Counsel of Parkland Health. He has been with us before on a variety of topics, and today's topic cannot be more of a ripped from the headlines topic. It's workplace safety and violence prevention, a changing reality, both operationally and legally. Brad is with the Parkland Health System, so we brought two big health systems to talk to you about how they are addressing change in the workplace and workplace violence. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you all for having me. I was telling Brad earlier that as a nurse, standing in front of a room full of lawyers was never really on my to-do list, but I'm very honored and excited to be here, so looking forward to this opportunity. And this is a subject that is very timely, like she said, ripped from the headlines. I think it's on the forefront of every large hospital system's focus and enterprise risk concerns right now. So this is a great opportunity, and I'm happy to be here to share a little bit with you. Apparently, we have a disclaimer.
It's a room full of lawyers. You got to have a disclaimer.
There's a disclaimer. Do I have to read the disclaimer? Can y'all read it? Okay, good.
They know it by heart.
Okay. They wrote it, right? Okay. So I want to look at defining the problem from an operational impact. So one of the things that we look at is this is a national problem. This isn't just something that we're facing in Texas. This is not just something that we're facing in the large cities. This is really a national problem. And if you notice here, it talks about the headlines started hitting that hospitals were being cited because they didn't have adequate protection against workplace violence. There's also a concern that we would see a spike in nurses leaving the workforce because of workplace violence. So this is a very real concern, very real challenge, again, making national headlines. But so why is this important? Why do we take it seriously? We know that 1 in 5 healthcare workers have been impacted by physical violence. 68% have experienced verbal abuse. Now, I just want you to think about that for a second. If you went to work every day with those odds of being physically or verbally abused, would you keep going? So that's why there's a concern that there might be a spike in people leaving the workforce, because this is what we're facing. 60% of all workforce violence happens in the healthcare setting. And then it cost us about $4.285 million to healthcare organizations. And that's for a variety of reasons. But this is something very real that we face on an ongoing basis. Brad and I were talking as we were putting this together, and one of the things that I'm looking forward to is for somebody that's much smarter than me to figure out how or why this has increased since COVID. There has been an exponential increase. Now, during COVID, we started seeing things going up. But post-COVID, this has continued to be exponentially higher. So I need those geniuses out there to figure this out and let us know so maybe we can get to the root of the problem a little better. But it is definitely seeing an impact. Now, being in a room full of lawyers, I think y'all will understand why I'm a little hesitant to share actual numbers. There's a lot of reasons for it, but part of it is I'm not yet convinced that our data is accurate. So I don't want to read about the Harris Health System workforce violence data on the front page of the Chronicles, Houston Chronicle, because I'm not sure that we have accurate data yet. And when I say that, what I want you to understand is I think what we're getting is accurate. I just don't think it's complete. Our numbers are going up. They're going up. We are seeing an increase in numbers. I still don't think we're capturing all of it. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the day on that. But I did want to share some evidence with you of what we're seeing. And you can see the relationship on the right-hand slide in the blue bars of the no injury to the injury. So we see injuries more often than we see no injuries. Very common. And then who is injured? It is most often the hospital employee. And Brad will share with you later some breakdowns by roles. But it is most often the hospital employee, is most often the clinical staff. Those people that are taking care of the patients are the people that get injured most of the time. Down at the bottom there where it says volunteer and I put one, it's because you couldn't see the bar.